Now, we were talking about, you know, 50 ways that life has changed in the last 50 years. And we want to get to a few more of these. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's see. Watching live TV is a thing of the past. If you wanted to watch your favorite show 50 years ago, you needed to keep an eye on the clock to make sure that you tuned into the right time. Today, thanks to DVR, streaming services, and more, you can watch whatever when you want, whenever you want. That's true. It's very true. Although I tend to watch Big Brother live because I'm such a dork. Like last night's episode. Watched last night's episode and I was just beside myself because it's just good. I love Big Brother. And it's so stupid. And it's three nights a week. I watch that show three nights a week, Dan.
Wow.
Yeah. It's on Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Is it like an original Real World?
What do you mean? Is it like the original Real World?
Right.
Well, you know, kind of, a little bit. But the Real World was just, you know, they would just live together. You know,
they had them do stuff.
Yeah, like do jobs and, you know, they get jobs. But there are challenges and crazy games and stuff that happen in the Big Brother house. And so
it's like Road Rules then.
I guess it's like Road Rules, but it's 24 hours. Except, I mean, the cameras are on 24. Like, I could go to CBS.com right now and watch them.
Do you?
Sometimes. There's also, what's great is Pop, you know, the channel Pop. They have Big Brother After Dark, which is on every night from 11 to 2 a.m. And on Thursday nights, it's on midnight to 3 a.m. But it's live. It's 3 hours live, uncensored. It's just a camera feed. So you don't even have to go to CBS.com if you want to watch it. But like last week on Sunday night, on Sunday night, they did the competition for who would win head of household. That's the person who's basically like in charge for the week, is safe from eviction and has to pick two people in the house to be up for eviction who will ultimately be one of them will go home. And so I was very, very curious as to who won the head of household competition. And because it ended with an endurance test where they had to do this thing that was going to last for like, you know, hours, where they had to like suspend themselves on a moving tree and have liquid shot at them. And whoever, you know, stayed on the tree the longest without falling down becomes head of household. And these endurance tests go on for a long, long time. So on Sunday night, the show was, or on Thursday night, the show was live on Thursday night, last Thursday. And so as they went to at the end of the show, everybody was still up on the tree, you know. And so I wanted to know who won HOH. So I DVR'd After Dark, and then when I got home Friday morning, I watched it, and you know, the cameras were live and everything, and you can figure out who won HOH by watching it, like, you know who won it, and so it was my girl Sam. She won.
So if you go to the live feed on CBS,
yeah.
Can you just watch the show?
No,
like
episodes?
So when whatever the time is that they do the show live,
yeah.
If you go to the feed, is it just the show?
Well, wait, no. So the show is only live on Thursday nights. Sunday and Wednesday, it's a culmination of stuff that they got from the live feed during the week. So they edit it all together. It's not live at all. It's just it's footage that.
So you could go those days when it's all the culmination. You could go to the live feed and
absolutely
just
and watch everything. Yeah, and we just watch people talking. As I've described it before, it's half naked people whispering in different rooms. That's pretty much how I've described Big Brother, and I don't know. I find it so compelling, and they do such a great job. I mean, the people who put the show together are really good at making it dramatic and cutting it together and stuff. And if you watch the live feeds, you know, you can see where they took little chunks from here and little chunks from there for the show afterwards. Like, I watched the live, or I watched After Dark, which is, you know, unedited live feed at the time it's on, and they took chunks of that and put it on the episode where they revealed who the head of household was. So you can see what's going on, like, behind the scenes. It's fascinating and educational. That's what I keep telling myself.
Did you ever see, and then just because you're talking about the behind the scenes,
yeah,
there was a British show called Dead Set.
I know of it. I've not seen it. Tell us about it.
It's so it takes place in Big Brother.
Yeah.
In the Big Brother set. And I guess there's an outbreak outside of the Big Brother set.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I did. I said it's like a zombie thing, right?
Yeah.
No, I did. I did see that. I totally forgot about that. That was from a few years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I totally forgot about that one.
This reminded me because you're talking about Dead Brother.
Yeah.
Big Brother.
Big Brother. No, that's exactly. I did see that. And of course, that appealed to me. It was Big Brother and zombies. What the hell? How was that not made specifically for me? And I can't believe but it was called Dead Set, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just didn't remember the title. But when you describe it, of course I did watch it. Of course I watched
it. Yeah. We got to get you on Big Brother.
Oh, no.
Celebrity Big Brother.
No. I'm not a celebrity, man. I'm not a celebrity, enough a celebrity. If it were, you know, a celebrity because 10 people know who I am, that would be fine. But yeah, but I will say this, the celebrities that they did have on Celebrity Big Brother, which they did for the first time in America this past season, were not like, they were pretty Z-level celebrities. And the girl from Hairspray won. The girl who won a Tony from Hairspray won. So, all right, we got a break here. And I'm really glad that I brought up the 50 things that have happened when you changed in our lives and ended up talking about Big Brother. All right, we're going to break. The news is next. Scott King is going to join us to talk Blackhawks after that.